I bought some fresh cauliflower and eggplant on sale recently, with absolutely no plans for actually cooking them. It didn't take me too long to realize that stir-frying was absolutely the way to go, and usually is when you have fresh vegetables to use. Now don't worry about writing any of this down. We'll have the recipe on WVTF's Facebook page and on WVTF.org. Now on to the cauliflower and eggplant stir-fry. For the fry part, you're going to need 2 tablespoons of sesame oil. Using sesame oil really gives it a good flavor, as opposed to olive oil, which is also good, but not for this recipe. You'll also need 3 cloves of garlic, diced, 2 teaspoons of peeled, grated fresh ginger, 6 green onions. Discard the white and the dark green ends, and use the part in the middle, and then cut that into 1-inch pieces. 4 cups of fresh cauliflower florets, and 1 small eggplant. Mine was approximately 3/4 of a pound, and you want to cut that into bite-sized chunks, but don't worry about peeling it. And now for the sauce. You're going to need juice from 1/2 lime, 3 tablespoons of low-sodium soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of vegan Worcestershire sauce, which, of course, as you all know if you listen regularly, is a word I can't say, 2 tablespoons of agave nectar, 1 teaspoon of sriracha, which is a hot chili sauce. It has a rooster on the label when you're looking for it in the store. And also 1 tablespoon of water. And then some options are 1/4 cup of chopped dry roasted peanuts, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh cilantro, and 1 corn, that's Q-U-O-R-N, that's the brand name, cutlet, per bowl or serving, and that's also optional. And this is a fake chicken product I like. Now, in a small bowl, you want to mix together the sauce ingredients and set it aside. In a wok or a large deep skillet, heat the oil over high heat. Add garlic, ginger, and stir fry for 30 seconds. Add the green onions and stir fry for 1 minute more. Add the cauliflower, cook for about 3 minutes, and then add your eggplant, cooking for another 2. And of course, stirring frequently as you go. Now add the sauce and stir fry for another 3 to 5 minutes, or until the cauliflower is at the consistency at which you like it. Serve with rice and top with peanuts and cilantro if you're using them, which I highly recommend that you do. Also, you can pair it with a side of fried tofu or the corn cutlets, the faux chicken I mentioned earlier. I used the corn cutlets and prepared them in the pan according to the package instructions. Of course, I added my own touch by also using sesame oil with this to cook it, and then sprinkled it liberally with the soy sauce as they cooked. Now, if you have questions about this or any of the other recipes I've shared, you can reach me at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. That's wvtfveggie@gmail.com. Thanks, and have a great week.